Test 1, 2, 3. Boom. Boom. All right. Sorry, Tori. I'm just testing something. How are you? Okay. All right.
Show weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and
Okay. 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 Well, good late afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another Harrisburg Senators radio broadcast tonight. Live from FNB Field, it's game five of a six-game series between your Harrisburg Senators and the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, the Erie Seawolves. The Senators and the Seawolves have played four games this week, with Erie having taken three out of the four. They won last night 8-5 when the game was called due to rain and unplayable conditions, with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Senators had a runner at second base. Senators were behind last night 5-1 heading into the bottom of the third inning, and then they chipped away, scoring a single run in the third, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh to tie the game before Erie scored three runs in the top of the eighth inning and put the game away. Tonight, the Senators send left-hander Dustin Sines to the mound, and he is opposed by right-hander Garrett Burhin for the Erie Seawolves. Along with Frankie Bernowski, I'm Terry Bibram. Back in the studio, Torrey Gates. If you are waiting in traffic to get on the island, you'll be on the island. The ball game is still 15 minutes away. It is a terrific night. It's 66 degrees. There'll be some long sleeves here tonight, and it's windy, but it sure does feel good. I had an opportunity to speak with Caden Wallace, tonight the DH, normally the third baseman. And when I return on the pregame show, you'll hear from him right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Caden, this year, your first full spring training with the Nationals and an invite to National Spring Training.
Yeah, I mean, when I got the phone call about it, I was super excited. Just excited to get in front of them, play hard, and just to learn everybody in the org and just kind of learn the players as well, like just see who's all there and just get to know everybody. And we have a good group of dudes and a good group of coaches, and it's an exciting, young, talented team. Organization.
So I think a lot of people, a lot of fans think, oh, you go to big league camp and you think about it as a fan like, oh my gosh, you're walking around all these guys. But for a player, it's not really that way. You go there and you have a job to do.
Absolutely. Especially, you know, it's being the first one, I just wanted to learn as well. Just to watch the veterans, watch the guys that have been up there and just, you know, it's good to know that you can hang with those guys and you know, their level's a little bit different than ours, you know, being in AA and being up there. But the same type of players, just they're really good guys. They work really hard, and it's just fun to learn from those guys and from the coaching staff. And they just don't put too much pressure on themselves. They just go play and have fun.
Was there anyone in particular that you really found yourself sort of gravitating towards, watching more closely on a daily basis?
I mean, several of the guys. You know, it's hard to not watch, like, James Wood, and then you got, like, Josh Bell, who's, you know, been up there for a long time. I mean, you got Dylan, who's just an exciting, very exciting, talented player. Yes, I mean, you could go on and on with CJ, Jacob. I mean, all the guys up there are just super fun to watch, and the whole team is really talented from top to bottom. Just hanging out and, you know, eating in the cafeteria is my favorite part with those guys. Just sitting there talking about normal things and just normal life things and, you know, just learning. That's all I can say about the whole experience. It was a fun learning experience.
You had done spring training before in Florida with the Royals, and so this was your first one. I just said Florida. In Arizona, this is your first one in Florida. Was there a difference for you between the two?
Weather's definitely different. Arizona's pretty cold at the beginning, but the middle of the day is perfect temperature, never any rain. I heard this year was a little different. Florida didn't rain very much while I was there, but it was pretty steady, good temperatures the whole time. So, I mean, the weather is a little different between the humidity and stuff, but it was still sunny most days and wasn't too much difference.
Well, you grew up in a place that is hot and humid.
Yeah, Arkansas is very hot and humid for sure. So I personally enjoyed Florida a little more because I'm used to that. I know my fiance, for example, she loves Florida more than Arizona. So Arizona was, it was very nice though. The great fields, great teams out there. I mean, Kansas City was fun for sure.
Did you have a chance to actually spend any time, since it's West Palm Beach, did you have any chance to spend time on the beach or looking at the ocean during spring training?
Very little. I went out there a couple times when my fiance came in town, and other than that, I went and walked it a few times. It's kind of get a little getaway, just go on a walk on the beach, walk around the town. But it's very pretty, very a lot of nice people. Everybody's very nice there.
Most people don't really realize just how long and intense a day is in spring training. It's much longer than a day is during the regular season.
Yeah, it definitely can be for sure. I mean, you got a 9-inning game, and then you got a few hours of practice before. Season's definitely a lot better about trying to get your feet back underneath you, at least at the beginning. Just, you know, you got shorter practice days and then the game, but yeah, spring training, you're just trying to get used to being on your feet all day long, and it's hard to replicate that in the off season. I mean, you can work out for hours and hours and hours, hit for hours, but something about being in cleats on your feet for hours is just different. So,
the weather now, as we sit here before tonight's Saturday night game, the weather has finally this week been better. It rained last night, but still warmer. For you personally, coming from warm weather, is this starting to become the kind of weather that you feel comfortable playing in?
It doesn't matter too much to me. I prefer warmer weather, but I mean, it's the same game in the cold. Pitchers cold, hitters are cold. When it's warm, everybody's warm, feels good. Definitely the weather's definitely been better. Been windy and feeling good this week, so definitely happy about the weather.
So when you're not at FNB Field and you're in Harrisburg, we haven't had but a couple of off days, but anything in particular here that you enjoy doing when you're not at the ballpark?
Haven't done too much. You know, it's been kind of, it hasn't been super great weather on our off days. We traveled one of them, but been usually I would go fishing or go outside and take a walk or, you know, hang out and just, and not do very much, just trying to go out in God's country and just enjoy the peace. But lately, since the weather, I've been going to the sauna and just kind of stretching out with a couple of the guys on the team, and just cooking every night or on Monday nights, and just enjoying that. Just, it's nice sometimes, you know, having an afternoon where you get to be a human being and just, you know, enjoy. You don't have to go anywhere. You just get to cook and just enjoy the peacefulness that God brings.
All right, Caden, thanks a lot and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Coming up is the Zero Day Brewing starting lineups right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Many thanks to Caden Wallace for his time for the pregame interview. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's take a look now at the Zero Day Brewing starting lineups. Visit their tap room on 3rd Street in Harrisburg. or get a zero-day draft during your next visit to FNB Field. For the Seawolves, as announced by their manager, Andrew Graham, leading off and at third base is Trey Cruz, batting second, and at second base, Max Anderson. Batting third, the DH, Tyron Lorenzo. Hitting fourth and in left field, Justice Bigby. Batting fifth and at first base, it's Jake Holton. Batting sixth and in right field is Roberto Campos. Hitting seventh and catching is Eduardo Valencia. Batting eighth and at shortstop, it's Jim Jarvis. And hitting ninth and in center field, it's Ben Malgieri. On the mound is right-hander Garrett Burhin. And Burhin has finished his warm-up tosses and is making his way towards the third base dugout. For the Senators, leading off and in left field, Daylen Lyle. Batting second and in center field, Nick Schnell. Hitting third and at third base, Yo-Yo Morales. Batting fourth, the DH, is Caden Wallace, tonight's pregame show guest. Hitting fifth and at first base, Joe Naranjo. Batting sixth and in right field, Carlos De La Cruz. Hitting seventh and doing the catching is Maxwell Romero, Jr. Hitting eighth and at shortstop, Cortland Lawson. And batting ninth and at second base, it is Viendel Pena and Dustin Sines on the mound. In the Eastern League tonight, oh, the umpires, by the way, are Jalen Goodman behind the plate. Stone Garver's at first, and Elliot Melton is at third. Akron is leading Richmond 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning in Akron. Hartford and Somerset will be underway shortly. Richmond and Akron have game two of their doubleheader coming up, so they have a long night. Altoona is at Chesapeake at 6:35. And Reading and Portland, they have already been postponed due to rain in Portland. I think they were postponed pretty early today. One final from earlier. New Hampshire beat Binghamton 1-0 in Binghamton. A shutout for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. In the big leagues, the Nationals and the Mets, they're in the top of the third inning in Washington, and the Mets are leading 2-0. In the ninth inning, the Reds are over the Rockies 6-3. The Phillies are leading the Cubs 9-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rangers and the Giants are 2-2. That game's in the seventh inning in San Francisco. The White Sox are beating the A's 10-1 out in Sacramento. Many games to come later on this evening. A full slate of baseball. The Orioles and the Tigers playing a doubleheader, by the way, and the Tigers winning game number one, 4-3, and game number two still to come. That's it for the pregame show. When Frankie and I come back, we have the first pitch on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. baseball on a Saturday night from FNB Field. Certainly glad you're along for a ball game tonight on a gorgeous night. It is spectacular. It's a little breezy, and it's only 64 degrees, but this is much nicer than last night with the rain that we had throughout the evening. And so bright sunshine, wind blowing out to left field. We might have a high-scoring ball game tonight. Dustin Sines out on the mound and Trey Crew standing in. Switch hitter batting right-handed. We are about ready for the first pitch. Sines into the windup, and the pitch is popped up foul straight back, and it's out of play. Our game time tonight is 6:01, and the wind is holding at 17 miles an hour and gusting probably into the 30s. 64 degrees as the 0-1 is fouled off straight back, and the count is 0-2, and we have a lot of youngsters here and a big crowd, the biggest crowd we've had yet this season. The game time and temperature brought to you by, presented by Jimmy Juice. When it's game time, it's
Jimmy Juice time. That's right.
Available your next trip right here at FNB Field. 0-2 on Trey Crews. Crews 3 for 14 this week, 279 overall with 8 RBIs. Sines a long look in, winds and delivers, and that pitch is hit in the air along the right field line. Going out is Naranjo. Coming in is De La Cruz. The ball falls, and luckily it falls foul. I don't know what was going on there, but must have been a late break for De La Cruz.
Yeah, that's really not a play for Naranjo to make. How far down the line that was. And those fly balls that are along the line are the most difficult for the corner infielders.
And with the wind blowing, the ball's going to come back as another 0-2, and that one misses down and away, 1-2. I think Carlos may have thought that ball was well going out of play, but
yeah,
we just mentioned how hard the wind is blowing out to left. We had this in New Hampshire, strong winds. The 1-2 pitch, and that is rocketed to center field, but right at Nick Schnell coming in and to his left, and he makes the catch, one away. So our ball game starts with a fly ball to center.
Yeah, pitches at the knees and below will be friends to the pitchers today. Beltheim above, you get caught in that wind tunnel. Ball's going a long way.
Here's Max Anderson, right-handed batter, hitting 292, 3 home runs, 17 RBIs. He is 4 for 14 this week, and the first offering is a strike. At the knees, perfect pitch from Dustin Sines to Max Anderson. Wind up and the 0-1 offering. Misses down and in, one ball, one strike. Defensively for the Senators, Lyle in left, Schnell in center, De La Cruz in right. Naranjo at first, Pena's at second, Lawson's at short. Morales at third, Romero Jr. behind the plate. The 1-1 is on its way, and it's bounced to shortstop. Two big hops. Lawson from shallow left throws to first in the dirt. Scooped nicely by Naranjo, and there are two outs. That ball hit hard as well, and Cortland had to give a couple of steps back to play a nice hop. And by doing that, he took a couple of steps into shallow left.
Well, and he made the throw the right way. If you are on the left side of the infield and you have a long throw, it's okay to bounce it to your first baseman. Just give him an easy hop to handle, and he did.
Two down, nobody on, and here is Tyron Lorenzo, switch hitter batting right-handed. 213 on the season is the first pitch. Misses, one ball and no strikes. 4 for 11 this week, though, with a home run and 3 RBIs. That home run came in the 5-run third inning last night. The 1-0 pitch is bounced foul back to the screen, and the count is 1-1. Folks still making their way onto the island. Can see cars coming on from both shores, but it looks like it's getting better out there. One ball and one strike, two down. The windup and the 1-1. And that has popped up right side of the diamond, foul territory. Naranjo over to have a look, and that ball stays out of play. And the count is 1-2. That was way up in the air, and I think ordinarily would have gone well out of play, but Joe Naranjo moved over just in case the wind brought that one back. And when you see a pop-up hit down the first baseline, that the wind pushes by 8 or 10 feet, that tells you what a hard hit ball to left field is going to be helped. The windup and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. It's a 1-2-3 inning. A PPL Electric Utilities Energy Efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient too. Bottom of the first coming up on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the first inning here at FNB Field. Erie went 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Daylen Lyle leads off in the bottom of the first inning against Garrett Burhan. And the first offering is a fastball low, one ball and no strikes. Burhan has started two games and appeared in three, 2.25 ERA. 12 innings, 12 strikeouts, and five walks. He has yet to allow a home run. The 1-0 offering, and that misses high, and count is two balls and no strikes. Two and oh, he has not yet pitched against the Senators this season. He pitched twice against Chesapeake and once against Akron. The 2-0 offering is grounded to first, backhanded over there by Holton. Underhand toss to Burhan at the bag in time, and there is one out. Daylen was well out ahead of that pitch, and it was a changeup. And it almost looked like he didn't want to hit it.
Yeah, trying to hold up, realized he had a strike to go after, but too late.
Here is Nick Schnell. 300 average on the season with six RBIs, 7-for-15 this week. Had a long chat with Nick, maybe about a half hour in the dugout before the game today. Really nice young man. Right-hander ready and delivers, and the pitch is popped up foul and out of play over the roof, and the count is 0-1. Tonight's wind is making me feel at home back to my youth. There's papers on the screen.
Yeah.
No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch fouled off straight back 0-2. When I was younger and going to Candlestick Park, all they had to do was just go out to the left field fence, pick up the trash off the fence. That's where it all blew.
Yeah, the first baseline netting catching some hot dog wrappers and napkins.
No balls and two strikes. And the 0-2. Fouled off again, out of play, souvenir time. Bouncing around, and a gentleman just reached up with a backhand with his youngster wearing it. Looks like a Santa suit on tonight. I think it's Halloween night at the ballpark.
It is, yep.
Yeah. Another 0-2, swing and a miss at a changeup, and there are two outs. So both outs recorded on the changeup.
It's a good pitch for a right-hander to throw to these left-handed batters as it tails slightly away and drops.
So two down, and here is Yo-Yo Morales. He is hitting .282, three home runs and nine runs driven in. First pitch, swing and a miss. He went after a slider or a cutter on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. He's 5-for-12 in the series, home run and five runs driven in. Big crowd, lots of kids. The 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. I see some costumes. I wore a costume tonight. I'm pretending to be a guy that works in baseball on the radio.
Well, we should have coordinated, else I wouldn't have worn the same thing.
Well, we didn't wear the same thing. I have shorts on. Different colored tops. 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is in the dirt outside, 1-2. I don't know that we have any costumes in my house for me. Maybe, maybe not.
I don't have any costumes.
Well, you need to rectify that.
You don't?
When I'm too old, you're younger, you have years to catch up to going to Halloween parties. 1-2 pitch, low and outside, 2-2. No score, bottom of the first inning. Earing went 1-2-3. Brin is retired the first two batters for the Senators. He's working out of the stretch, and he sets and he deals, and it's a swing and a miss on another cutter. A couple of strikeouts in the first inning for Garrett Burhan. We head to the second. No score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the second inning here at F&B Field. No score, it's Justice Bigby. Followed by Jake Holton and Roberto Campos for the Erie Seawolves off the left-hander Dustin Sines. Both pitchers going 1-2-3 in their halves of the first. Sines winds in the first pitch to Bigby. Misses high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Bigby at 317 with three home runs and 18 runs driven in. 3-for-13 in the series. The 1-0 offering is a ball, 2-0. Tomorrow, expecting Mike Soroka to make another rehab start for the Nationals. I see another Batman. There's two Batmen here, I think.
Do they have to fight?
Oh, no, I guess that's the same. That's our host. I'm sorry. I thought I saw a second Batman, and I thought, oh, my, this is going to be like a Marvel movie, all kinds of Batmans. The 2-0 pitch is a big bouncer to short, one hop. Charging it up with it is Lawson. Throws quickly to first in time, one away. Cortland rounded that one off because I think for a moment he wasn't sure how far that bounce was going
to
go.
Yeah, he cut it off before he would have had to try and field a difficult backhand on a short hop.
It's a nice picture on the MIOB TV of the replay on the Mayfly. Here is Jake Holton, 185 average, four home runs, though, and eight RBIs. The windup and the first pitch to the right-handed batter. misses, one ball and no strikes. He's 3-for-13 this week. Can't wait for the show Monday night. The 1-0 pitch is in for a strike. I think you're all in for a treat Monday night.
Yes.
I'm not sure that we've shared this officially, but that show is not live. It would be really hard to do that. The 1-1 is a swing and a miss, 1-2. I mean, maybe this year we'll figure out one day, one show that we'll do live, but all the shows so far have been recorded.
Yes. Well, we're not magicians. We do reveal our secrets.
Well, I'm not a magician. I don't think that's a make or break. The windup and the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Two outs. A Sherwin Williams paint the corner. Called strike three.
Perfectly placed right on the inside corner.
Well, some TV, in the old days, some TV shows said it recorded before a live audience. Some just said previously recorded.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Monday night is previously recorded. No live audience, but we could change that and have a live audience. The first pitch to Roberto Campos is lined down the right field line. Foul. Another foul ball into the protective netting presented by SE&M Solutions, experts in cyber and national security.
Well,
we need a board op.
Maybe we'll fiddle with putting in a laugh track.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could have used one for this Monday.
Yeah, I think so. some sound effects, too.
Oh, I think we could have used sound effects, too, yes. The 0-1 misses, and it's one ball and one strike.
Like what you hear on zany morning radio shows.
We got into an area that I never thought we'd talk about on the radio, but we did, and I think you'll enjoy it. The windup and the 1-1, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. But we can do it live. We just have to bribe Kobe to be back in the studio.
Yeah.
And we need our equipment somewhere, and then we can invite people out. Hey, live recording of the City Island Baseball Show. 1-2 is low, two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, station out somewhere in town or around the ballpark.
Well, yeah, you just do it here, invite people in. Come on out and join us. Free food. 2-2, just misses. Am I not allowed to say
promise free food?
Yeah, I didn't say what kind of food. My wife makes some great deviled eggs.
Ooh, I could go for that.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, top of the second inning, no score. Here at F&B Field on a terrific Saturday night. Dustin signs into the windup and the pitch. And that is a called strike three on the outside corner. Back to back, Sherwin Williams paint the corner strikeouts. He has strikeout three through two. We go to the bottom of the second, no score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the second inning, tonight's pregame show guest, Caden Wallace, leading up. I had to interview him twice this week, earlier this week, my recorder, it had a glitch.
It happens.
So I told them today while they were going through their throwing program, I needed to talk to him again. He didn't care. It was fine with him. So he's batting. Garrett Burhan is out on the mound. Right-hander is ready, and the first pitch to Wallace is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. Joe Naranjo to follow, and then Carlos De La Cruz. Also had a catch with Delino DeShields today.
Did you?
First time I've played catch in a long time.
That's fun.
The 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, 1-1.
How'd you feel?
Oh, it felt fine. Told Delino that I was thinking about playing softball next winter when where we go in the wintertime and play softball. The pitch is pulled on the ground foul. Jeff Livesey, he was impressed with my arm. He's never seen me throw before. So Delano said maybe I need to throw some BP this year.
Oh, that'd be real. Oh, come on. You got to do it, Terry.
I don't think that's happening.
Oh.
It would have to be here where if it's too hot, I can shower afterwards. And it's earlier. On the road, it's too close to the close to the game time. 1-2 two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. That breaking ball off the plate. That's the same pitch he got Schnell and, it's the same pitch he got Morales on, and now he gets Caden Wallace, third strikeout, and here is Joe Naranjo. But while I take it as a compliment that he said that, they would gladly have anyone throw BP because they get, tired of doing that.
Throwing 3,000 pitches a day.
Yes. First offering is hit high in the air to left center field, and the wind pushing it. Malgeri chasing, still chasing, and that one is off the fence at the 405 sign. Naranjo's around second. He's going for three. A head first dive, and he is there. It's a triple. That ball hit a long way. Now, he hit it hard. Okay, 102 miles an hour off the bat. But that definitely helped by the wind, and you could tell by the way Malgeri went after that. But he realized quickly that the wind was going to push that ball.
Yeah, so credit to Naranjo recognizing that he got it caught into that tunnel out in left center field and knew he had a good chance to make it all the way to third.
Here is Carlos De La Cruz infield in. Burhan ready and delivers, and it's a check swing on a pitch down. They appeal he did not go around. And the count is 1-0 and no strikes. Carlos hitting 182 with a couple of home runs, 4 RBIs. 0-for-11 this week. He has had a tough series against Erie. They have pitched him well. The 1-0 pitch fouled off. He had one there. A fastball, thigh high, more or less down the middle. I think that pitch might have surprised him. He was just tardy on it. 1-0, 1 strike. The 1-1 pitch is a bouncing ball into center field. In from third is Naranjo, and De La Cruz with a single to center. And the Senators are on top, 1-0.
A good piece of hitting by De La Cruz to know with the infield in, you don't have to do too much to get it past them. Driving it in the run.
Well, and the fact that he hit it back up the middle meant he wasn't trying to do too much with it. Here is Maxwell Romero Jr. hitting 156 overall, a home run and 4 RBIs. Batting left-handed, De La Cruz the runner at first, and the pitch is low, 1-0 and no strikes. Well, the Senators score first. They scored first last night. De La Cruz a big lead at first base. Turning a throw to first, then he dives back in ahead of the tag by Jake Holton. Erie wearing their black tops with the yellow lettering, yellow caps, black bills. Very 70s Pirates-ish. Except no colorful pants. A roller back to the mound. It's off the glove of Barron. Now he has just one play when he picks it up, and it's to first in time for the out, two away.
Yeah, he was aggressively trying to get to that, I think in the back of his mind with the hopes to throw to second.
That would have been a tough throw to second from where he was moving off the mound to. Here is Cortland Lawson, the runner at second and two outs. Cortland hitting 209, a home run and six RBIs on the season. 2 for 7 this week. He has driven in two with a double. That came last night. Burren sets and delivers, and the pitch is swung out and missed. A slow breaking ball, 78 miles an hour. No balls and one strike. De La Cruz, a big lead at second base. Right-hander ready. And the 0-1. An off-speed pitch, strike on the outside part of the plate, and the count is 0-2. Right. Definitely a pitcher's pitch, a pitcher's strike. Now, Lawson looking to protect. No balls and two strikes. Burhan with the clock running down, steps off the rubber, now back up on top. Looking in for the sign, De La Cruz leads at second base. Lawson waits, and the 0-2, a fastball, and that just missed. He was looking for that corner, try to slip a fastball by Lawson, and I think he would have. I don't think Cortland was looking for that pitch.
Yeah, he's throwing a couple of pitches just on that outside corner, just off, so see if he goes with that breaking ball.
1-2, swing and a miss. And it is that breaking ball down and away. But there's a run on a pair of hits. No errors and a man left. We have played two full here at FNB Field. And the Senators are on top 1-0 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Before I turn things over to Frankie, I forgot to mention earlier, Kyle Luckham has been promoted to Rochester and is starting for the Red Wings tonight.
Yes, hope to see Kyle knock it out of the park. As left-hander Dustin Sines is, well, we don't want to see anyone knock it out of the park against Kyle, you know what I mean. Dustin Sines against Eduardo Valencia in the right-handed box, delivers a first-pitch strike on the inside, nothing in one. Senators leading the Seawolves 1-0 as we begin the third. Sines has retired all six batters he's faced so far. The 0-1. Cracked on a line out to left center field. Schnell racing in the gap, and he has time to get there, making the catch on the run. One away. Well struck ball, but easy enough for Schnell to range in. So with nobody on and one out, here's Jim Jarvis, left-hand batter. Jarvis had himself a good ball game last night, reaching base in 3 of 4 trips, also driving in 2 key runs late in the 8th inning. The pitch to him, is tapped up the first baseline and rolling along the base path and then pushing foul where Sines picks it up and gets rid of it. Nothing and one. Took Dustin just 24 pitches to get through the first two innings. He's been throwing strikes. It's a nice night to this point, even with the win. Lots of sunshine. 61 degrees reads the scoreboard. Might get a little chilly later as the evening progresses. That wind is really whipping, though. The 0-1 taken for a ball. Check swing, they appeal. He didn't go. And that was a breaking pitch that missed just off the low outside corner. A ball and a strike. Shift on the infield, except for Morales, who's even with the bag and only about 15 feet off the line. The 1-1 is again fouled at the plate, but hits off Jarvis's foot or leg before bouncing a couple of times and signs ahead of the left-hand batter, 1-2. And now with two strikes, Morales shifts farther off the line with no threat of a bunt here. About 35 feet or so and deep. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Had him way off balance and in front of a breaking ball on the low outside corner. Nice pitch. Sines' fourth strikeout. Eight up, eight down. 1-0 sends leading top three. Bases empty, two outs for Ben Malgiri, right-hand hitting center fielder. Malgiri is 0-for-8 in this series. A 2-0-6 batter. The pitch is lifted into the air out to right field. De La Cruz takes a couple of strides back and makes the one-hand catch for out number three. It's yet another PPL Electric Utilities Energy Efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient too. On to the last of the third with signs rolling. It's the Senators 1, the Seawolves nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400. Last of the third inning with the Senators leading the Seawolves 1-0 here in Harrisburg. Frankie Vernowski, Terry Byron with you. Thanks for joining us and making us a part of your Saturday evening. Right-hander Garrett Burhan out for a third inning of work, and Viandel Pena, switch hitter batting left to face him here, the nine-place batter. Burhan out of the stretch at all times, deals a first pitch ball inside, a fastball at 91. It's 1-0. A one-out triple from Joe Naranjo in the second, followed by a De La Cruz single. That's why the Senators lead. The 1-0. Fastball inside, 2-0, just about the same pitch. Just in off the corner. Terry mentioned earlier, good crowd on hand tonight. Biggest crowd on the island in the young season. 2-0. cracked on the bat, but out to center fielder Malgieri, who only has to go a few strides to his left to make the catch. Out number one. Back to the top of the order with Dalen Lyle. Dalen rolled over a changeup on the low outside corner to the first baseman his first time up. Out in front of that pitch. It was a use that changeup on both Dalen and Nick Schnell, who's on deck. The pitch against the left-hand batters. Nobody on, one out. The first pitch, a breaking ball, strike. About high over the outside at 80 miles an hour. It's nothing and one. Just one more game in this series. This homestand coming tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. The 0-1. Lifted into the air out into left center field. Bigby and Malgieri chasing. Bigby, the left fielder, dives in. He can't make the catch. It rolls to the fence. Lyle digging around second as Malgieri picks it up and throws it in. Cut off to third. It's not in time. A one-out triple for Dalen Lyle. The Senators have tripled in back-to-back innings. And there's a man at third with one out. Well, that ball carried, again, quite a distance into deep left center field, and both Bigby and Malgieri had a mile and a half to go to that ball, and Dalen Lyle with his speed, well, that was easy enough to get to third base. And again, the Erie infield comes into play on the edge of the grass with Nick Schnell standing in the left-handed box. The pitch bounced up the first baseline, foul, nothing and one. Schnell struck out swinging his first time up, but he's had a great series. 7 of 16. He drove in a run in last night's game with a sack fly. That'd do the job here. The 0-1. Off-speed delivery off the plate outside. 1-1. As we've been talking quite often this week, score early and score often against the Seawolves. Key run 90 feet away. The 1-1 bounced through the right side of the infield for a base hit out in the right field. Lyle scores and Schnell aboard. The Senators lead 2-0 in the third. Again, like De La Cruz when the infield was in, it was just enough to get past the pulled in infield. That ball not hit all that hard, but well placed between Holton and Anderson on the right side. And Nick Schnell, with his good speed, stands on first. Only one out for Yo-Yo Morales, who had himself a great ball game last night. 3 for 4, including a laser beam home run. Righty-righty matchup, and the pitch is fouled back. Nothing at one. Catching a piece of Lorenzo, or rather Valencia, behind the plate. Outfield is rather deep against Morales and very much shaded the opposite way. He's got great power the opposite way. Thrown back on the runner, Schnell, he dives in safely. But he's got great power to the poolside, too. That home run he hit last night that cleared the Ollie's cheap seats and left was 115 miles an hour off the bat. I think you could call that good power. The 0-1. Low, 1-1. Morales in all, 9 RBIs in, now this is 12th game played. He's got 3 home runs. Right side of the infield is wide open as Schnell leads from first. Goes, the 1-1. Is in and out of the mid of Valencia, and Schnell dives in without a throw. Stolen base for Nick Schnell, his 4th of the season. Now a base hit could score him. Man at second, one out, sends leading 2-0, bottom three. 2-1, the count to Morales. So not as big of a hole on the right side now as Holton, the first baseman, can play about 20 feet off the line. Anderson, the second baseman, holding on Schnell there. He's got a good lead. Pitch. He's bounced up the middle, therefore it is Anderson behind the bag. He fields and throws to first in time. Second out. Schnell having to hold it second on that one. So it's up to Caden Wallace to try and keep the line moving. Caden struck out swinging his first time up. He is just 3 for 17 in this series. But he also has a triple in this series. The Senators have a lot of speedy guys who also have good alleyway power. Well, here at FNB Field, that's a triple all day in the alleyways. The first pitch to Wallace is fouled back, nothing at one. You know, straight away, right center and left center at 405 feet. A lot of space. Schnell really not being held on now. The 0-1 to Wallace. Off the end of the bat, rolled up the middle of the infield. Anderson has it, and again, he slings it on to first in time for the third out. But the Senators tack on another run with a Dalen Lyle triple and a Nick Schnell base hit. We head on to the fourth. It's the Senators 2, the Seawolves nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Fourth inning on the island. Senators tacked on another run in the third. It's 2-0. Left-hander Dustin Sines standing back on the mound. He's been perfect so far, one time through the order with 4 strikeouts. So here's Trey Cruz again, dug into the right-handed box. He lined out to center field his first time up. And here swings at the first pitch and grounds it past the dive of Lawson into left field for a base hit. First Seawolves base runner as Cruz quickly turned on a slider over the middle, just above the knees. And the speedy base runner's on. Max Anderson now into the right-handed box. He bounced out to short his first time up. Dangerous batter. He has a home run this week, but overall 4-for-15. So not too bad against the Sens. The first pitch misses high and away at 88. It's 1-0. Lots of sunshine across the ballpark. Nice night. The 1-0. Hit into the air out to right center field. Schnell going back in the gap. He's slowing up, and it's off the edge of his mitt to the fence. Cruz on his way to third. Anderson into second as here comes the throw. They're both in safely. We'll see how that's ruled. It looked like Schnell had ranged it in, and it just snuck past him a little farther, and indeed that's a double on a tough break. So second and third, just like that, the tying runners are aboard early in this game. Schnell, off the bat, I thought that was awfully difficult to get to. Here with the traffic on the base paths and Signs working out of the stretch for the first time tonight with these base runners. Romero is out for a brief chat just to try and slow things down a little bit for the left-hander. In a rather dangerous part of the order, he'll have to bear down, but he's pitched well so far. Cruz at third, he singled. Anderson at second. He doubled. There's nobody out. 2-0 Senators top four. Here's Tyron Lorenzo, switch hitter batting right. Signs set. Kicks and throws. A ball low and inside, 1-0.
Well, Frankie, right now, if you're Dustin Signs, you want to keep Erie from scoring altogether, of course, but you don't want them to score more than the two guys out there.
Limit the damage. Senators have done a great job in a few of these games, just scoring runs here and there. They did that last night, so rely on your offense and your defense here. The 1-0 is hit up the left field line, rolling all the way into the corner. Cruz is in. Anderson around third. He's on his way to score, and Lorenzo's jogging into second with Lyle throwing the ball back in. It's a two RBI double, and just like that, the ball game's tied in the fourth. That ball hugged the line. A fastball middle in. And Lorenzo has now driven in five runs in the series. He's out there at second for the big RBI guy, Justice Bigby. Got 18 runs driven in on the year. Lefty-righty matchup. Signs got Bigby to bounce out to short his first time up. And the pitch, a strike. Just about over the middle at 80 miles an hour. Nothing and one. Now to your point, Terry, cannot have Lorenzo score. Don't let this become too big of an inning. The 0-1. Fouled back, nothing and two.
Well, as much as you don't want Lorenzo to score, you don't want somebody else that hasn't even batted yet to score, right? And so we've seen this where we talked about it last night, where once Erie gets going, they really seem to get going.
Yes, Seawolves have had several big, big innings. And not just against the Senators. The Seawolves just score a lot of runs. In fact, more than anyone else in the Eastern League so far. The 0-2. High and away. A fastball at 91. 1-2. They walk a lot. They don't strike out much. They get a lot of base hits. 1-2. Bounce to short. Three hops for Lawson, who scoops it up and throws on to first in time with Lorenzo holding at second. One away. That's a big at-bat for Signs.
Yeah, that's a big out. That maybe that'll calm him down, and you get a couple more guys out, and you get back to hitting.
Bigby's just driven in so many runs, so if you can stop him from beating you, you've got decent chance. Now here's Jake Holton, who Signs struck out looking his first time up. Right-hand batter. Lorenzo leads from second. The pitch to him. Hit on a line out to right field. De La Cruz only has to go back a step to make the catch. There are two away. Hit almost squarely right at De La Cruz. And Lorenzo having to stay put at second. 2-2 game, top four. And at second, two outs. And here's Roberto Campos, another right-hand batter, who Signs also struck out looking his first time up. 0-1. Left-hander ready and deals. A bouncing ball to the left side and past the snag of Morales into left field for a hit. Lorenzo rounding third. He scores. The throw comes in with Campos standing at first in the RBI base hit. It's 3-2 Seawolves.
Well, that was a tough play. When you haven't been out there much, and Yoandi hasn't been out there much, we talked about this with Brandon Forsberg a couple of weeks ago on the City Island Baseball Show, but that one hit off the dirt in front of home plate, and I think it was almost like the old artificial turf. The second bounce had that topspin and got past Morales quicker than he thought.
It was also hit 106 miles an hour off the bat.
Yes.
So Campos at first for Eduardo Valencia in the right-handed box. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. Nothing and one. Some hard hit balls and difficult plays this inning. Signs still just a couple of strikes from turning it back to the Sens offense. The 0-1. That's a strike. Fastball on the inside at 89. Nothing and two. Valencia lined out to center field, his first time up. These runs, three runs on four hits, all coming after Dustin was perfect one time through the order. His left arm dangles as he leans in looking at the signs. Now he comes set at the midsection and holds. 0-2. Chopped up the middle of the infield. There for Lawson. A step onto the grass, makes a high snag, throws on to first, scooped by Naranjo for the third out. But the Seawolves do tank the lead with three runs on four hits. No errors, a man left. To the last of the fourth, it's the Seawolves 3, the Senators 2 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Last of the fourth inning in Harrisburg, Seawolves have taken the lead with a three spot in the top of the frame. It's 3-2. Joe Naranjo, Carlos De La Cruz, Max Romero Jr. will try to get that run back. That's the right-handed throwing Garrett Burhan. Brief delay here as a little bit of the in-between inning entertainment goes a little long. Joe Naranjo, who tripled with a fly ball out to deep left center field his first time up, stands at the plate. Pitch from Burhan. Slow breaking ball at the top of the zone at 78. Nothing at one. One run in the second. That came started with Naranjo's triple, and a run in the third that started with Dalen Lyles' triple. 0-1 is hit into the air out to deep left field. Bigby chasing back towards the corner, and that ball is, it's out of here. Home run off the foul pole. Joe Naranjo, his first Senators home run. And the Senators have tied it up at 3 in the fourth. A home right home run. Joe Naranjo with a heck of a game. And a ball that was slicing in the air deep down the left field line and just hit somewhere low off the foul pole. He's had a heck of a start to the game. Here's Carlos De La Cruz, right-hand batter. He takes a fastball strike at the knees at 90 miles an hour, nothing and one.
Well, he's got the two hardest parts to a cycle
yes.
out of the way.
We're rooting for you, Joe. The 0-1 misses below the knees at 90. It's 1-1. Boy, that ball had so much tailing action. I don't even know how it managed to clip the foul pole. The 1-1 tipped back into the mitt. A breaking pitch over the outside, 1-2.
Well, on the replay, it looked like it hit the pole and not the screen. And it must have hit the outside of the pole because it went into foul territory.
A ball and two strikes, the pitch. A half swing and a miss, chasing a breaking ball low and away. De La Cruz is struck out. That is Burhan's fifth strikeout. 3-3 game, bottom four. Nobody on, one out. And here's Max Romero. He hit a tapper back to the pitcher, Burhan, his first time up, 0-1. Max Romero has some pop. A pitch to him. A strike. Up and in at 89. It's nothing at one. Romero had a home run in the Senators' 4-2 victory Thursday. That was some 410 feet clearing the right field boardwalk out of the ballpark. The 0-1. Just below the knees, it's 1-1. He's also had a couple of big doubles here at FNB Field. Right-hander ready. The 1-1. Low, 2-1. You know, you wouldn't know it looking just at the final scores because the Seawolves have won 3 out of 4 games. But these last few games, the Senators have done an excellent job responding to Seawolves' runs. The 2-1. High out of the zone, 3-1. Last night, despite ending up losing 8-5, Seawolves went up 5-1 in the third, and the Senators just kept scoring one run an inning, eventually tying it up at 5 in the seventh. The 3-1. Tipped back into the mitt for a strike. Fastball over the outside, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Rolled over up the first baseline. Therefore, Holton snags it along the line and then flips to Burhan at the base, two away. Base is empty, two outs. Cortland Lawson striding over to the right-handed batter's box. Lawson, a strikeout victim his first time up. Outfield playing him the opposite way. Burhan ready. Kicks and throws. A fastball strike on the low outside corner at 91. It's nothing at one. Cortland is 2-for-8 in this series. Had an RBI double in last night's game. The 0-1. Cued off the end of the bat, foul out in front of a breaking pitch quickly. Nothing at two. The 0-2, low, just nicking the dirt, kicking up some chalk. 1-2. 3 runs, 4 hits for Erie, 3 runs, 5 hits for Harrisburg. Burhan set. The 1-2, fastball taken for strike three, called on the outside at 93. That's the third out. But the Senators tie up the ball game on Joe Naranjo's first Senators home run. We head on to the fifth. It's the Senators 3, the Seawolves 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400. Fifth inning on the island, which means it's Terry time.
That's me. Dustin Sines out on the mound. It's a 3-3 game, another entertaining ball game. Here on FNB Field. Jim Jarvis leading off against Dustin Sines, and he takes a pitch inside for a ball. 1-0. He struck out his first time up. Sines into the windup and the 1-0 pitch. Misses down and away. The count is 2 balls and no strikes. Dustin retired the first 9 batters before Trey Cruz, Max Anderson, and Tyron Lorenzo all had hits leading off the fourth inning. As the 2-0 pitch is a called strike, and it's 2-1. He retired the next two before giving up an RBI single to Campos, the 3-run inning. The 2-1, big swing and a miss, and the count is 2-2. So now Dustin looking for a shutdown bounce back inning. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The windup, and here's the 2-2. Bounced foul at the plate. Big cut by Jim Jarvis. Tomorrow is the final game of this series and of the homestand. 1 o'clock start, 12:43 airtime. Mentioned that Mike Soroka is supposed to start tomorrow. Another rehab start. The windup and the pitch is pulled on the ground along the first baseline. Norano has it. Sines racing to the bag. Takes the throw and steps on the bag ahead of Jarvis, and there is one out. And with one down, here is Ben Malgeri. Malgeri, a rough series to this point, 0-9. But he hit the ball hard his first time up. However, it was right at the right fielder, Carlos De La Cruz. Malgeri is from Exeter, New Hampshire. Wind up and the first pitch to the right-handed batter, and it's lined to center. Coming on a Schnell, and he makes the catch. Coming in towards the plate, bent over at the waist, and making the catch about waist high. That ball hit hard, 108 miles an hour. Two down and back to the top of the order, and Trey Cruz. Cruz is 1-2. Wind up in the first pitch to Cruz is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. Trey's grandfather, Jose, played in parts of 19 big league seasons from 1970 to 1988 with St. Louis, Houston, and the Yankees. The 0-1 is low, 1-1. He was a 2-time All-Star, National League hits leader. One ball and one strike. The windup and the 1-1. Line back off the glove of Sines. Rolls to Lawson, and he can't quite barehand that. And that'll be a base hit. That ball hit over 100 miles an hour off the glove of Sines. It ricocheted towards shortstop, where Courtland Lawson raced in, tried to barehand it. We're seeing a replay of this if you're watching MILB TV. This ball hit hard, and it ricocheted just off the edge of the glove and went towards Lawson, who had to scramble in and then just couldn't pick up the bare hand. So second hit of the game for Cruz, his fifth in the series. Here is Max Anderson. He is 1-2 with a double. First pitch, misses down and in, 1-0. Anderson, a top 30 prospect in the Tigers organization. A novice says that he played in the Cape Cod League in Bourne and Wareham, but I'm a novice.
Wareham,
all right. Drive to left, and this one is long gone, clearing the ribbon board out on the top of the roof and then bouncing over the pavilion. That ball hit an estimated 411 feet. And it's a 5-3 game on the second home run this week off the bat of Max Anderson.
That was a fastball just above the knees and over the inside. And perhaps Sines would have wanted that pitch a little bit more inside off the plate. Boy, Anderson must have been sitting on that one.
Here is Tyron Lorenzo. He had a two-run double his last time up. Right-handed batter in the first pitch. Misses high, one ball and no strikes. The windup and the 1-0. Misses down and in, and the count's two balls and no strikes. Well, the Senators find themselves down again, this time by two. The 2-0, a strike, 2-1. They led 2-0 into the fourth, but Erie has scored five runs in their last two at-bats, three in the fourth and two thus far here in the fifth. Now Lorenzo asks for time, and he steps out of the box. The windup and the 2-1 pitch. That misses down and in, 3-1. This is real easy to say, but you don't want to walk anyone tonight. Don't want to give up home runs either, but don't want to walk because of the way the ball is going. The 3-1 pitch is pulled foul down the third baseline, and the count is 3-2. 91 mile an hour fastball. Justice Bigby waiting on deck. The Senators have 9-1-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Long look in, signs into the windup, and here's the 3-2, and it's chopped to third. Morales in, makes the play, throws from near the bag at third in time, and that does it. Two runs, two hits, no errors, nobody left. We're halfway home on this Saturday night, and Erie leads 5-3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom of the fifth inning, it's now 5-3 Erie. Bien Del Pena leading off, hit a fly ball to center field his first time up. And now, I'm not sure what that was about. Home plate umpire stopping things. Miguel Gomez beginning to loosen up out in the Senators bullpen. Bien Del with just one hit on the season. First pitch. And from Garrett Burhan, the right-hander, and that's a called strike on the inside part of the plate. A pitcher's pitch called the strike there. 0-1 on Pena. The 0-1 is swung out and missed, and the count is 0-2. His lone hit was a double in New Hampshire that scored a couple of runs. He's down 0-2, and the 0-2 pitch misses low and away, and it's 1-2. Infield back, and the threat of a bunt is gone. The 1-2 is up and in, and he spins away as that pitch nearly hit him. 2-2. Daylen Lyle and Nick Schnell to follow. Two balls and two strikes. And the 2-2 is pulled on the ground to first. A couple of hops for Holton. He takes it to the bag, and there's one down. One out, and here is Dylan Lyle. Or pardon me, Daylen Lyle. I don't, never mind. Hey, sometimes.
It's been a long week.
Sometimes. First pitch to Lyle is a strike on the outside part of the plate. He has bounced to first, tripled, and scored. 5-3 Erie, bottom of the fifth inning. The 0-1, an off-speed pitch, misses just off the inside part of the plate, and it's one ball and one strike. Burhan out of the stretch, even with nobody on base, deals, and that pitch is hit in the air towards center field, racing on and reaching down, making the catch. Malgiri, and there are two outs.
Off the bat, I thought for sure that was a base hit. It just hung up for a little longer than you would have thought.
Hung up, and I think that was another one. The wind probably helped bring that back just enough to Malgiri, who is playing a deep center field. Two down, nobody on, and here is Nick Schnell. Schnell has struck out and has an RBI single. Left-handed batter waits. And the first pitch fouled off straight back, and the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike, two outs, last of the fifth inning, 5-3 Erie. Right-hander ready, holds and deals, and that pitch is popped up, foul and out of play, off to the left, and the count is 0-2. Burhan trying to make quick work as the 0-2 is low. Dustin Sines in the top of the fifth was looking for a shutdown inning. Retired the first two batters, but then a single and a two-run home run. Burhan has retired the first two batters, the Senators, for some two-out magic. The 1-2 swing and a miss, and it is a shutdown inning. Strikeout number 7 for Garrett Burhan, and we head to the sixth, 5-3 Erie. On ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Are here to have Holland and
top of the sixth, 5-3. Erie leading. It's a Daffler call to the bullpen. And to tell you about it, here is Frankie Vernowski.
Terry, right-hander Miguel Gomez is on for his seventh appearance of the year. He has allowed 8 runs in 11 innings of work so far. He has first to face him, Justice Bigby, the right-hand batter. And the first pitch to him misses low and away. It's 1-0. So Dustin Sines goes 5 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, no walks, and 4 strikeouts, allowing a home run along the way as well. Gomez kicks and throws out of the stretch, a 1-0 strike up in the zone at 80 miles an hour. It's 1-1. So the job of Gomez and everyone behind him is to keep the Seawolves right here at 5 runs and allow the Senators' offense to tie and or take the lead later on. As the 1-1 is bounced sharply in the hole, it's short and under the backhand of Lawson into left field for a base hit. The 7th hit of the night for Erie. Bigby, who had twice grounded out to Lawson already, got that one just past him. So a leadoff base runner with Jake Holton in the right-handed box. Holton 0-for-2. He had a home run in last night's game. Just a 179 batter, but 4 homers so far in the year. Gomez from the third base side of the rubber kicks and throws a ball outside at 90 miles an hour. 1-0. Campos on deck, Valencia beyond him. Throw over to first, and Bigby's back in there safely. There's also right-handed action going in the Seawolves bullpen. Burhan has pitched well through 5 innings. He's thrown 68 pitches. The 1-0. Fastball high out of the zone. 2-0. Nationals and Mets are on to the 8th in D.C. Former Senator Cole Henry on the mound for the Nats right now. Mets leading 2-0. Another throw over to first, the second disengagement with Bigby again diving in safely. Tigers leading the Orioles 3-1 in the fourth. After the Tigers won game one of that doubleheader in Detroit, 4-3. Phillies topped the Cubs earlier, 10-4. Gomez ready. The 2-0. Breaking ball popped up left side. Don't think Morales will have a play as he's chasing. And indeed, that one bounces on the boardwalk and into the construction zone. Another one for those men to find in the next couple of days.
Bigby has 18 stolen bases in 398 minor league games.
And your point being that a little overly occupied, perhaps, with Bigby, who's not attempted a steal this year. The 2-1, high out of the zone, 3 balls and a strike. Falling behind Holton. Wind consistently blowing those flags with good force out in center field. The 3-1 to Holton, and it misses outside. Ball 4, first and second, nobody out. Now, it's hard not to continue to discuss the issue, but the Senators coming in to play today. Now, Sines had not walked a batter, but the Senators coming into play today had walked the third most batters in the Eastern League, and in particular the bullpen. It's been a bugaboo. First and second, nobody out. Roberto Campos in the right-handed box swings through a first-pitch breaking ball, sharply thrown on the low inside corner, nothing and one. Double play ball goes a long way here. Middle infielders are pinched in towards the bag. Gomez deals. Another breaking pitch blocked in the dirt and smothered by Romero to keep the runners in their places. 1-1. 5 runs, 7 hits for Erie. 3 runs, 5 hits for Harrisburg. Senators had a 2-0 lead, and all the Sens have scored a run in each of the second, third, and fourth innings. The Seawolves put up a 3 spot in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, and they're threatening here. The 1-1. Again in the dirt, bounced before home plate, but blocked by Romero. Runners hold. 2-1. Getting into a perhaps a dangerous count. Campos with an RBI base hit his last time up. The 2-1 fastball misses outside at 91. It's 3-1. Bottom third of the order waiting on deck, but as we've seen this week, doesn't really matter where the Seawolves are in the order. They can do damage at any time. The 3-1. That misses outside for ball four, and the bases are loaded after an innocent enough ground ball single to begin the inning. Gomez has walked the next two batters.
There's not a whole lot to say, and you said it a minute ago that, you know, it is what it is, but the Nationals bullpen, Miguel Gomez now, as that's 8 walks in 11 innings. And the walk numbers up and down the bullpen,
yes,
they're not good. And it's easy. I get it. It's easy to be the guys up here talking about this and seemingly talking about the players. But at some point, wouldn't you rather give up a whole bunch of hits than 2 or 3 walks?
I'd have to say so.
We saw Jim Jarvis the other day after a couple of walks that might have even been last night.
Yep.
And then he just dinked one off the end of the bat into
left
field.
Scored 2 runs.
He hit the ball like 50 miles an hour. Well, after that doesn't do anything if there aren't guys on base due to walks.
Exactly right. Yeah, that was against Holden Powell in the 8th inning last night after Powell had walked 3 batters. So it's 5-3 Erie, top 6, and the Seawolves have the bases loaded and nobody out. Eduardo Valencia in the right-handed box, and Gomez kicks and throws. A fastball up and inside that nearly hits him. 1-0.
Well, there's action in the Senators' bullpen, and I would think that this is Miguel Gomez's last batter if he doesn't get him.
It's right-handed throwing Luke Young out there. The 1-0 outside and low, 2-0. And Gomez has backed himself into about as tight a corner as he can. Middle infielders are playing to turn 2. Corner infielders may come home on this ball. The 2-0, swing and a miss, chasing a breaking ball.
Wow.
81, it's 2-1.
Well, that's a gift. A swing and a miss on that pitch.
Sharp pitch. See if it gets Gomez back into it. The 2-1. Another breaking ball that's popped up and landing in shallow right field. No one could get there. Bigby scores. Pena has to go out to get it. All runners advance 90 feet. It's 6-3 Erie in the 6th. That ball hit 59 miles an hour. Another breaking pitch. That one over the inner third and just blooped up there.
Now that's what Jarvis did last night,
yes.
Only it was a right-hander to the other way.
So the base is still loaded for Jim Jarvis, who, exactly right, Terry, as you mentioned, blooped a ball out the shallow left field last night in this exact situation. Now the entire infield is in on the grass, trying to hold it to a 3-run deficit. First pitch to the left-hand batter is hit into the air in shallow left. Infield going out, Lyle coming in. Lawson makes an over-the-shoulder catch, a nice play, and then immediately fires it home to hold the runner. One away. That's a real fine play by Cortland Lawson out there.
And a really tough play with the wind blowing towards left.
Had a long way to go because he was playing in. It's always difficult to make an over-the-shoulder catch like that. And then he had the wherewithal to turn around and fire it to home. Made a good throw. Bases loaded, one out, and Ben Mongeri to the plate. So the corner infielders go back with the hopes of turning 2. And the pitch to the right-hand batter, a strike. 90 miles an hour, nothing and 1. A single, a walk, and a single have created trouble here, but Gomez with a path to getting out of it, allowing only 1 run. Albeit not easy. Next pitch is fouled back. Well, he's gotten ahead of Malgira here, 0-2. dangerous Trey Crews, and at the top of the order, waiting on deck. We talk about this, the Senators, they do turn a lot of double plays. They desperately use one here. The 0-2. Line sharply caught by Morales. He pulls it up just off the deck, and the runners quickly scamper back to their bases. Two away.
That was, number one, a really nice play by Morales, as that ball was just off, just above the dirt. But secondly, that was terrific base running by Erie. Nobody was off the bag enough for even think about throwing.
So the bases remain loaded. Still only one run in the inning, thanks to a couple of nice plays by the left side of the infield. Here's Trey Crews, switch hitter batting left, takes the ball outside, 1-0. Seawolves have strung together some runs here. Three in the fourth, two in the fifth, one here in the sixth. 6-3, they lead the Senators. The 1-0, high out of the zone, 2-0. Max Anderson, who has doubled and homered, waits on deck. Crews, for his part, is 2-for-3 with a couple of runs scored. Gomez steps off. Senators will have the heart of their order due up at the bottom of this inning. Gomez is set. The 2-0. Inside, 3-0.
So he pitched himself back into the inning, maybe giving up just a run, and now falls behind 3-0.
Crews will be looking for a good pitch to hit here. Gomez set, the 3-0, fastball, strike. Just on the inside corner at 92, that's a good pitch, 3-1. Crews holds the hands low in the left-handed box, now raises them when Gomez sets, and the 3-1. Hit hard on the ground up the first baseline, backhanded by Naranjo, on her hand flipped to the covering. Gomez is in time for the third out. But the Seawolves do add on another run on just two hits. No errors, they leave the bases loaded. To the last of the sixth, it's the Seawolves 6 and the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Last of the sixth inning in Harrisburg. Seawolves leading the Senators 6-3. Frankie Vernowski and Terry Byram along with you. First Daffler call to the bullpen for Erie. It's right-handed throwing Dylan Smith on the mound. First facing Yo-Yo Morales in the right-handed box. He's 0-for-2. In the windup, Smith's first pitch, a fastball that misses low at 95. It's 1-0. Smith, the right-hander, 24 years of age from Huntsville, Alabama. Drafted in the third round of the 2021 draft. Here's a breaking ball that ducks Morales out of the way. Slipping out of the hand, 2-0. Smith is 1-1 with a 0.90 ERA. That's just one run allowed in 10 innings of work. Next pitch, fastball strike on the low outside corner, 96, 2-1. Just another one of many Seawolves pitchers with a great start to the year. The 2-1, fastball late on it, up in the zone, 2-2. The 2-2. Breaking ball weakly rolled to short. Backhanded by Cruz, who has it. Throws on to first for the first out. Well, since the Joe Naranjo home run, Senators have been set down 7 in a row. Burhan responded, retiring the final 6 batters he faced. In all, Garrett Burhan, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 walks, or excuse me, 3 runs, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Base is empty. One out for Caden Wallace, right-hand batter. Smith working quickly into the windup. He kicks and throws. A fastball strike. Popping the mid at 94. It's nothing and one. Wallace 0 for 2. He has struck out and bounced out to second. 0-1. Breaking ball low and away. 1-1. As the sun goes on to its set position. Not so much sunshine left in the ballpark. The 1-1, fouled back, 1-2. There's a streak across center field.
So the sun is working out of the stretch, not in the windup.
Yes, yes.
Does the sun have to declare that? Like with a runner at third base?
One ball, two strikes, and the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Blew it by him at 97 for Erie's 8th strikeout. There are 2 away in the 6th. 6-3 Seawolves, bottom 6, nobody on, 2 outs. And here is Joe Naranjo, the last Senator to reach base, with his home run that doinked off the foul pole in left field. Righty-lefty matchup. Smith deals. A fastball chopped on the right side. 2 bouncing hops for Anderson, who fields chest high and throws on to first in time for the third out. Sends are set down. 1-2-3. On to the 7th, and it remains the Seawolves 6, the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400. Seventh inning for the action and this Daffler call to the bullpen. Here is Terry.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Not Frankly. Well, Frankie. Coming on is Luke Young, the Dappler call to the bullpen. Max Anderson stands in. He is 2-for-3 with a two-run home run and a double, and he grounds the first pitch on the left side. Ricochets off the glove of Yoandy Morales and out into shallow left field. That is being ruled an error.
No, a hit.
Oh, a hit? I thought I saw a different colored sign. My bad. That's a hit. Here's Tyron Lorenzo. Left-handed batter. He has a two-run double, 1-for-3. Anderson with a three-hit game as the first pitch is a strike. Luke Young appearing in his sixth game for the Senators at 2.84 ERA as he throws over to first. Six and a third inning, seven strikeouts, and only one walk. Young out of the stretch deals, and that pitch is skied in the air out to shallow right center field. The wind moving it to shallow center field. And Nick Schnell makes the catch. One away. Carlos De La Cruz tracked that like he had it, and the ball ended up in straightaway shallow center field.
Yeah, and the catch was easy enough relatively for Schnell, but you could tell as he was racing in that he was making small adjustments the whole way because of how much that ball was being pushed.
Justice Bigby stands in. He's 1-for-3. A couple of ground balls to shortstop and a single. First pitch is low and away, and it bounces back to the backstop and down to second base on the wild pitch is Max Anderson. One ball and no strikes. That ball hitting off the padding. It did not bounce back all that quickly to Romero. I think he thought about if that ball would have bounced out quickly, throwing the ball to second base, but it didn't. Nationals and the Mets are into the ninth inning, and the Mets continue to lead that ball game 2-0. So runner at second for Erie. Young looks back to second and deals and pitches a strike, a fastball, and it's 1-1. The Senators scored single runs in three straight innings, the second, third, and fourth. Erie has scored in the last three innings, but 3-2-1 runs. The 1-1 is lined along the right field line, and that is foul. And even that ball got pushed back towards the foul line.
Yes, I thought for sure that ball was several rows deep into the stands.
You know what happens if the Senators score one more run?
Oh, we get more half-off pizza. Got to get that run.
Well, they got to score at least one more. They need three right now to tie, but they need one more for all of you to have pizza.
Well, let's just get three or four while we're at it.
Right. Grand slam later in the game. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses. 2-2.
Did you get your half-off pizza today?
No, I worked. I was here. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and there are two outs. If that promotion happens next year, I'll just be sitting around at home waiting for my to be able to order my half-off pizza. 2 outs, and here is Jake Holton. Holton is 0-for-2 with a walk. Right-handed batter, runner at second. Luke Young deals, and that pitch has popped up along the first baseline. Naranjo back to have a look, and that stays out of play. Count is 0-1. Down to 57. I think it's turned a little cool, actually, especially with all the wind. The 0-1 breaking ball popped up again. This one is playable. Naranjo at first, straddling the first baseline, waiting, and he makes the catch. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is 6-3 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Thank you. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Carlos De La Cruz to lead off against the right-hander Dylan Smith on for a second inning of work. Retired the side in order in the bottom of the sixth. De La Cruz waits, and the first pitch is a ground ball sharply hit, but right at the second baseman Anderson, who's down to a knee and up and throwing to first in time for the out. And with one out here is Max Romero Jr. Romero 0 for 2. He has bounced back to the box and bounced out to first. First pitch is a fastball away, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 misses, and the count is 2-0. Senators need a base runner. They have had 9-10 in a row retired. The 2-0 is pulled on the ground along the first baseline. Holton has it and jogs to the bag in time. Two away, and here's Cortland Lawson. Cortland Lawson has struck out twice, once looking and once swinging. 6-3 Erie, bottom of the seventh inning. Dylan Smith, the right-hander, delivers a breaking ball low, and the count is one ball and no strikes. The 1-0 offering to Lawson is fouled off to the right, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike. The windup and the pitch. Fastball, strike. And it's 1-2. Timeout taken at the plate by Cortland Lawson. In the eighth inning, well, it looks like Luke Young is back on the mound for the Senators. 6, 7, and 8 batters for the Erie Seawolves. One ball and two strikes. The right-hander into the windup and the 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses low and away, 2-2. And now the 2-2. Lined foul down the first baseline. And it remains two balls and two strikes. Lights are on, and with the sun setting, they haven't taken full effect yet, as the 2-2 is a breaking ball that misses outside, 3-2. Our ball game in the bottom of the seventh inning at about an hour and 45 minutes old. Moved along pretty well, actually, as the windup and the 3-2. Swing and a miss at a fastball up 95 miles an hour. That is 12 in a row retired by the Erie pitching staff. We head to the 8th, 6-3 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
onto the eighth inning. Sorry.
It's all right.
I didn't even think about it. Our usual toss over. Thanks, Terry. It's the eighth inning. With the Seawolves leading the Senators 6-3. A little more delay in between the innings with the on-field goings on. Back to it. Right-hander Luke Young back out for a second inning of work for Harrisburg. And in the right-handed box to face him, Roberto Campos takes a curveball strike on the low inside corner at 79 miles an hour. It's nothing and one. In Young's first inning of work, he allowed a leadoff single and then retired the next three batters. As the 0-1 misses inside, it's a ball and a strike. Senators were leading this game 2-0 after three with a run in the second and third, but the Seawolves put up a three spot in the fourth. The 1-1 hit on a line out into center field, down for a base hit. That's the 10th hit of the night for Erie. And third time Campos has reached base. One on, nobody out for Eduardo Valencia, the right-hand hitting catcher. After the Seawolves took a 3-2 lead in the fourth, the Senators immediately tied it up in the bottom of the inning. That was Joe Naranjo's home run, and also the last base runner the Senators have had. They tied it up at three before the Seawolves scored two in the fifth and one in the sixth. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch. Fastball popped foul back and to the right. Nothing at one. 57 degrees reads the scoreboard with the wind. I think you could call it a tinge chilly, but it's comfortable. Young deals. A fastball up and in, a check swing foul ball. That pitch was way up and in. Valencia hardly swung, but it got back. And so it's nothing and two. Pena, the second baseman, playing up the middle. Naranjo holding on the runner. Left side of the infield's straight up pretty well. The 0-2. Hit into the air, foul, out off to the right. At times, though, that wind is really whipping out to left field. 35, 40 miles an hour. Young looking in, now brings the hands together and deals a breaking ball just outside. Didn't miss by much at 82. A ball and two strikes. Valencia is 1-for-3. RBI base hit his last time up. 1-2. Fouled, and it catches a huge piece of Romero, who's immediately down to the ground. I think that caught him somewhere in the inside of his leg, his thigh, I think. If you're watching on MILB TV, you see him there. That was a fastball fouled straight back into Max Romero. Don Neidig, the athletic trainer, is out to evaluate. Well, talked about this, I think, last night. The catchers and umpires this week, catchers for both teams, a couple of different umpires, have really taken some tough hits. But Max is okay to continue. Good to see. Of course, the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, giving Romero a couple of extra seconds, cleaning off the plate when it didn't need it. The man on first, nobody out. A 1-2 count at the plate. And Young ready. Kicks and throws. A ball low. 2-2. Young has pitched well for the Senators in his couple of weeks here. The 2-2. Hit into the air out to deep left field with the wind pushing it back. Lyle back to the fence, and that one's out of here. Two-run home run for Eduardo Valencia. His second for the Seawolves. And now the game's really busted open. It's 8-3 here in the eighth. Again, not a bad pitch. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Maybe on the inside corner, maybe a hair off the inside. Valencia He hit it well, and with help of the wind, it got out of here as well. Because the way Lyle was reading that, it certainly seemed as if he thought off the bat he had a play. Nope, base is empty. Nobody out for Jim Jarvis, who takes a first pitch ball up and away. 1-0. Seawolves with a couple of two-run home runs tonight. Next pitch is fouled back, and it's 1-1. They just continue to score tons and tons of runs, and this the eighth game of the series, the season series between these two squads. The Seawolves have outscored the Senators 54-21. As Jarvis fouls away the next pitch, well out of play off to the left, it's 1-2. 54-21. Gosh. In the late innings, too, that really favored the Seawolves. 1-2 pitches tapped foul, right side. So it'll take a big inning or two big innings for the Senators to get back into this one. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Chopped on the right side, scooped by Naranjo. Nice play, and he flips it to Young, who tags the bag for the first out. A short hop. Nice scoop by Naranjo. So here's Ben Malgieri, 9-place batter. Malgieri is 0-for-3. Righty-righty matchup. The infield shifts the other way, now with a right-hand batter. First pitch to him, misses up and in. It's 1-0. The 1-0. Fastball misses, 2-0. Again, series finale coming tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. It's our Hershey Park ticket giveaway. The first 4,000 fans into the gate receive a free Hershey Park ticket. And it should be a nice afternoon. The 2-0. Fastball strike on the outside at 92. It's 2-1. Should be a big, big crowd, even bigger than tonight's nice crowd. Come join us. The 2-1. Low and away with a breaking ball. 3-1. There really is nowhere better to be than the ballpark on nights and days like this. The 3-1, fastball misses for ball four. And so a free base runner turning over to the top of the order. And Trey Cruz, switch hitter batting left. Cruz is 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored. It is 8-3 Erie, top of the eighth. One on, one out. Right-handed action, warming in the Senators' bullpen. Looks like Junior Santos out there. From the first base side of the rubber, Young deals. A ball in the dirt that skips away from Romero ahead of home plate. And Malgieri advances to second on the wild pitch. Second wild pitch from Young. Lost in the shortstop, loosely holding on the runner there at second. 1-0. Fouled away off to the left. 1-1. A few fans go chasing for that foul ball. One-one. Low. Now 2-1. There's also All-Star Student Night at the ballpark tonight. Presented by Belco Community Credit Union. A good chance to honor lots of area students for all their accomplishments. The 2-1. Low and in. 3-1. There was a big parade on the field pregame. All the kiddos got to march around the field, be recognized. It's the third year that we've done that here, and it's a really neat event. Very cool. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. A big swing at that. At a 92-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone. 3-2. Cruz calls time. Steps back in, taps home plate with the bat, and is ready to go. Young ready. Man at second, one out. Payoff pitch to Cruz. Fouled back. Fastball pretty well down the middle at 93. Max Anderson, who has himself a three-hit ball game, including a home run, waits on deck. Right-hander ready. And another 3-2. Taken for strike three called. A Sherwin Williams paint the corners called strike three. And a well-placed fastball at the knees. Two away. Seawolves leading by five in the eighth. Malgeri remains out there at second for Max Anderson. But it will not be Luke Young to face him as Delino DeShields is out. We have ourselves a Daffler call to the bullpen. 8-3 Erie with a man at second, two outs, top eight. Pitching change when we come back on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Eighth inning, first pitch from Junior Santos misses outside to the right-hand hitting Max Anderson. It's 1-0. 8-3, the Seawolves leading in the eighth with a man at second, two outs. Santos coming on in this. Daffler called to the bullpen, relieving Luke Young. Big right-hander comes to the high glove set. And the 1-0 to Anderson. Fastball hit into the air out to deep center field, but it looks like Schnell has room out there as he ranges back into his right and makes the one-hand catch for the third out. But the Seawolves add another two runs because of Eduardo Valencia's two-run home run. We head to the last of the eighth. It's the Seawolves 8 and the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400. last of the eighth inning from FNB Field on City Island in Harrisburg. Frankie Vernowski, Terry Byram with you. Seawolves leading the Senators 8-3. Dapler called to the bullpen. Left-handed throwing Drew Sommers is on for Erie. First facing the nine place batter, Vian Del Pena, batting from the right side for the first time tonight. He's 0-2. Sommers, the big left-hander, kicks and throws out of the stretch, slinging it in there, and a sidearm throw at 93. It's nothing and one. He relieves Dylan Smith, who faced six batters, retired them all, striking out two. And Sommers set at the midsection from the third base side of the rubber, deals an 0-1 high and away. A ball and a strike. Sommers, 24 years of age, from Illinois. He stands 6'3", 250 out there, making his seventh appearance of the year. The 1-1. Misses outside at 82. 2-1. He's allowed three runs in 9 1/3 innings of work this season. The 2-1. Misses. Fastball up and away. Senators trying to snap a stretch of 12 in a row retired. Could be here with a walk. Three balls and a strike. The pitch is a line drive out to right field towards the line. Down for a base hit. Rolling all the way to the fence. Pena digging around first on his way to second. Throw yet to come in. Here it comes to the cutoff as Pena rounds second. From the Campos coming in. And there's a double for Vian Del Pena leading off the Sens half of the eighth inning. Going the opposite way at a fastball. Belt high. Nice swing by Pena. And so a man is out there for Dalen Lyle, left-hand batter. Lefty-lefty matchup. With a man at second. And a pitch. Fastball. For a strike up in the zone at 93. Nothing at one. Dalen is 1-for-3. Tripled in the third, came home to score on a Nick Schnell RBI base hit. Oh, 1. Inside, Lyle started the hands on it and held back. Ball and a strike. And after the series ends tomorrow, the Senators head over to Reading. Six game set with the Fightin' Phils starting Tuesday night at 6:45. The 1-1. Spanked foul, left side, 1-2.
Well, you can hear from Dalen tomorrow morning. He's going to be on MLB Network Radio, which I think is on SiriusXM at 8:45 a.m.
Oh.
With Grant Paulson.
Cool, okay. Have to tune in.
Yeah.
Sommer set. 1-2. Hit on a line and caught on a fantastic dive by the shortstop, Jarvis. Stretched out like Superman, and then they double off Pena at second. Oh, my goodness. A full outstretched dive from Jim Jarvis. A fabulous catch. And nothing for Pena because that should have been a base hit. Tremendous play. Nobody on, two outs for Nick Schnell, the left-hand batter, who taps the first pitch foul right side. That's just tremendously poor luck for Dalen Lyle and Vian Del Pena out there at second. The 0-1. Hit softly on a looping line out in the left field for a base hit. Jarvis couldn't make a superhero play on that one. And Schnell aboard with his second hit of the night. Well, that hit makes the double play sting even more because a Pena double, then a sharp line drive from Lyle, and then the Schnell base hit. Senators would have been rolling. Instead, man at first, two outs for Yo-Yo Morales, who is 0-for-3 tonight. Strikeout and a couple of ground outs. Pitch to him. Fastball strike. On the outside, apparently. nothing and one. Morales not caring for the call. Looked outside on our tracker. But Jalen Goodman's called a few pitches outside today for a strike. 0-1. Bouncing ball to short. Jarvis racing in. Fields it. Throws on the grass on the run. And it beats Morales by a step at first for the third out. No runs, a couple of hits, no errors, just one left because of the tremendous defensive play from Jarvis. We head on to the ninth with the score holding the Seawolves 8 and the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400. Ninth inning, Sens trailing by 5. Here's Terry.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Junior Santos still on the mound. Tyron Lorenzo batting left-handed, stands in, and the first pitch is fouled off straight back. Lorenzo, an RBI, a 2-RBI double in the fourth inning. He is 1-for-4. Lorenzo to be followed by Bigby and Holton. Meanwhile, the Senators have Wallace, Naranjo, and De La Cruz in the bottom of the ninth. The 0-1 pitch is low, 1-1. No action in the Erie bullpen, so it looks like Drew Summers will stay out there on the mound. The 1-1, and that pitch in for a strike, and the count is 1-2. Well, after the ball game's over, Frankie will have the recap of this one and look at all the scores in major leagues and the minor league games that we care about. Makes you care about them. I see a family in blankets over at section 202.
Oh, yeah.
Line drive into center field, but right at Nick Schnell, and he makes the catch, and there's one down. It's getting to drive-in movie season. Maybe it's maybe the drive-ins are open already here in late April. I'm not sure when they open in the local area.
I haven't been in a couple of years. I love the drive-ins.
Seeing the blankets made me think about that. Here's Justice Bigby. He's 1-for-4. First offering is chopped foul along the third baseline. No balls and a strike. Right hander ready in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2. It doesn't look like the drive-in that is more or less local down in Dillsburg is open yet. Still have the schedule from last year. So maybe another week or two before they open. Might be a little chilly to be in the car with no heat on. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 fastball, strike three called, two out. That is a Sherwin Williams, paint the corners, called strike three. And with two down, Jake Holton, who is 0 for 3 with a walk. Two down, and the pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1.
I'm receiving word from listeners that it'll open next weekend.
Oh. The pitch misses down and in, and it's 1-1. Does it say that somewhere? I didn't see that.
That's just what this person says. Huh. Drive-in expert.
Apparently. 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a good fastball. That one at 94 miles an hour.
No, that's good.
1-2. Santos taking his time, working into the stretch. And the pitch, this one not and missed. Well, it's a 1-2-3 inning, a PPL Electric Utilities energy efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient too. We head to the last of the ninth. Senators down 8-3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom of the ninth inning, Drew Sommer still on the mound. Caden Wallace, tonight's pregame show guest, Joe Naranjo, and Carlos De La Cruz to the plate. Sky is gorgeous right now. It's not quite dark yet, and the few clouds that we could see out towards the south. Just a gorgeous sky. Caden Wallace 0-3. Here's Summers looking in, the left-hander, working from the third base side of the rubber, works out of the stretch no matter what, and delivers. And the pitch is swung at and missed, down to 0-1. Fastball at 93. No balls and a strike. Now, Caden Wallace asks for time. Now back in the box. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch is a bouncer back to the mound. Sommers has it, jogs towards first, underhand toss in time. One out. And with one out, here is Joe Naranjo. He's tripled and scored, homered, and bounced out to second, 2 out of 3. 8-3 Erie, one out, bottom of the ninth inning. tomorrow, the big giveaway, the Hershey Park ticket giveaway. First 4,000 ticketed fans as the first pitch is a strike. Plus, we're expecting Mike Soroka to make another rehab start on the mound for the Senators. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2.
It'll be a great day to be at the ballpark.
It will be a great day to be at the ballpark. Morano asks for time. And the youngsters that are left making a lot of noise right now. Well, a lot of candy given out tonight. The 0-2 pitch. Misses high, 1-2.
You're saying that was a sugar yell?
No, not at all. One ball in, two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, a check swing, they'll appeal, and he went around. Strike three, two down. When I was a very young man, a young boy, there was an album that had creepy sounds on it. About maybe, I think about 30 creepy sounds.
Why would they have that?
Well, it was a Halloween thing where you'd play it like if you were going to have a haunted house.
Oh, okay. Like ghosts howling or something?
First pitch to Carlos De La Cruz is high for a ball, 1-0. Like creaking floors and
okay.
Stuff like that. De La Cruz, an RBI single back in the second. He is 1-for-3. One ball, no strikes, two down, last of the ninth. The 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Sommers delivers. Swing and a miss, and that does it. The ball game is over. Senators go in order. 1-2-3, bottom of the ninth inning, and they fall to the Seawolves by a final score of 8-3.
Now, it's another tough loss because there was such great momentum early in this ball game between Dustin Sines with a perfect first three innings and the Senators having an early 2-1 lead or 2-0 lead, tying it up after he took the lead early on, and then the Seawolves just distanced themselves from there on.
Frankie is up next. He has the postgame show. I'll be with you tomorrow afternoon beginning at 12:43 with the pregame show. Senators fall 8-3. Stay tuned to the postgame show and Frankie Bernowski right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Thank you.
The Senators fall to the Erie Seawolves this Saturday night by a final score of 8-3. Frankie Vernowski with you on the Senators postgame show to walk you back through this one. We'll listen to some highlights, tidy up the box score, check the out-of-town scores, and say adios. So the Erie Seawolves improved to 14-6 on the year with 8 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and 6 men left on base. The Senators fall to 8-12 with just 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors, 3 men left on base. Garrett Burhan, the starter for the Seawolves tonight, gets the victory, improves to 2-0 on the year. Dustin Sines, the Senators starter tonight with the loss, falls to 1-2. Time of our ball game, 2 hours and 20 minutes, played in front of 4,876 fans at FNB Field. So the Seawolves have taken 4 of the first 5 games of this series. Today facing 4 Senators pitchers in total, Dustin Sines, left-hander, went 5 innings, allowing 6 hits and 5 runs. He walked none and struck out 4. And then Miguel Gomez was on for the 6th inning, allowing a couple of hits, a run, a couple of walks in his work. Luke Young threw 1 2/3 innings, 3 hits, a couple of runs against him because of a 2-run home run. And then Junior Santos across an inning into 3rd in the 8th and 9th, faced 4 batters, retiring them all, striking out 2. Well, the Senators got off to a great start in this because Dustin Sines was fabulous to begin. One time through the order, he was perfect, striking out 4 batters along the way, and the Senators' offense had a good start to the ball game as well. We'll fast forward to the bottom of the 2nd. With nobody on and 1 out, Joe Naranjo hit a ball out to deep left center field that landed at the base of the fence of the 405 marker and made it all the way to 3rd on a ball that just kept carrying and carrying. So with the scoreless game, bottom 2, Naranjo on 3rd, Carlos De La Cruz opened up the scoring. And then pretty much the same set of circumstances happened in the bottom of the 3rd inning with the Senators leading 1-0. Nobody on, 1 out. Daylen Lyle triples with a fly ball out to deep left field. And then Nick Schnell brings him home. So 2-0 Senators lead. Dustin Sines dealing through the first 3 frames, but then the first road bump of the ball game came in the 4th as Trey Cruz led the inning off with a base hit. Then Max Anderson doubled, and then Tyron Lorenzo drove them both in with a 2-RBI double to tie up the game at 2. Later on in the frame, with Lorenzo still at second base and now 2 outs, Roberto Campos with a 2-out base hit drove in Lorenzo and put the Seawolves out in front 3-2. But to the bottom of the 4th, Joe Naranjo already with a triple and a run scored with another big swing. It was a ball that kept slicing deep down the left field line and just nicked off the end of the foul pole before bouncing into foul territory. So Naranjo with his first Senators home run of the year, immediately tying the ball game back up at 3. On to the 5th inning, though, after Sines retired the first 2 batters of the frame, Trey Cruz singled, and then Max Anderson hit a long 2-run home run to put the Seawolves in front 5-3. That was Anderson's 2nd home run of the week. Seawolves tacked on another run in the 6th inning with help from a couple of walks along the way. There was a bases-loaded base hit from Eduardo Valencia to drive in Justice Bigby, scoring the Seawolves' 6th run of the game. Meanwhile, on the other side offensively, the Senators, after Joe Naranjo's home run to lead off the 4th, did not have a base runner again until Viandel Pena doubled to lead off the 8th. We'll get to that in a moment. So 6-3, the Seawolves are leading as we fast forward to the 8th inning when Roberto Campos singled against Luke Young to open up the frame, and then Eduardo Valencia with a big 2-run home run really stretched things out Seawolves took an 8-3 lead. So to the bottom of the eighth, as I mentioned, Viandel Pena doubled with a ball down the right field corner. And then with Pena at second and nobody out, Dalen Lyle scorched a ball on a line that Jim Jarvis, the shortstop, made a fabulous diving play on back and to his right. And Pena, of course, thought it was a hit off the bat, so he was running and got doubled off second base. Really cannot fault anyone there because Lyle hit the ball hard. It was just a fabulous play by Jarvis to rob the Senators of rallying at all in the eighth. So that stopped that rally and held the score at 8-3 where it finished, with the Seawolves stopping the Senators this Saturday night. Final score, 8-3. So the series wraps up tomorrow afternoon, a 1 o'clock start here on the island. Terry Byram will begin our coverage at 12:43 tomorrow afternoon. A check on the out-of-town scores first in the Eastern League. A postponement tonight. Reading and Portland up at Hadlock Field postponed due to rain. Richmond and Akron are playing a doubleheader at Canal Park. Flying Squirrels took game one, 4-1. The second game of that doubleheader is scoreless in the third. New Hampshire shut out Binghamton 1-0 in Binghamton. Altoona and Chesapeake are knotted up at 3 in the bottom of the eighth. Somerset is leading Hartford 4-3, heading on to the seventh inning. And then on the Major League scoreboard on this Saturday, the Nationals fell to the Mets tonight 2-0, a shutout, so that series evened up at one game apiece. Phillies topped the Cubs 10-4. Tigers and the Orioles are playing a doubleheader today in Detroit. Tigers won game one 4-3, and they are leading game two over the O's 3-2 in the seventh. Reds over the Rockies 6-4. White Sox over the A's 10-3. Guardians and Red Sox playing a doubleheader. Cleveland took game one 5-4. Red Sox leading game two 7-3 in the ninth. Lots of action still to get underway as well in the big leagues. Again, our final here in Harrisburg, the Seawolves topped the Senators 8-3. So Senators will try to at least end the week on a good note with a victory tomorrow. Again, first pitch coming at 1 o'clock. And Terry Byram with the Senators pregame show at 12:43. As always, a big thanks to Tory Gates back in the studio. And for Terry Byram, I'm Frankie Vernowski saying thank you so much for listening. This has been a presentation of Harrisburg Senators Baseball on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.